Unite members step up action against bullying. Mungo's managers Unite 1111 housing branch offers a property service. Workers at St. Mungo's charity are entering their 10th week of indefinite strike action against workplace bullying. This follows victimization and sustained bullying by senior managers. The team voted overwhelmingly for strike action. The turnout was 66.7% with a 100% yes vote. Three Unite union members were initially targeted by management, two of whom were Unite reps. One member was routinely criticized, shouted at, and embarrassed in front of the team he was managing. Within hours of Unite communicating a timetable for industrial action to Steve Dalglass, the CEO, a Unite rep within the team, was suspended for gross misconduct. This Unite rep had made over 27 serious allegations against three senior managers, two of whom are at the highest level of management, including one on the senior leadership team. An internal hearing, however, failed to uphold any of the allegations. Furthermore, 12 staff members who had witnessed the bullying and would have supported the complainants were not interviewed as part of the investigation. Managers were unable to explain why the 12 had not been interviewed. Management has failed to follow the ACUS, the Workplace Arbitration Service, best practice guidelines. Moreover, it has refused to discuss bullying with Unite on the grounds that it is not a collective issue. To maintain pressure on management, Unite has taken up with the issue with local councillors. Unite strikers are now doing a tour of Mungo's workplaces outside of London to raise the profile of the strike in preparation for what could be an escalation of the dispute. Unite reps who have been contacted overwhelmingly back the strike, with tales of their own experiences of bullying at Mungo's. Unite is calling for the suspension of our rep to be lifted immediately. It also demands that an independent investigation takes place into the bullying culture, which exists at St. Mungo's.